was led this morning.
Yes.
Reckon some people ain't here led this morning. You're always led by something or somebody. That's why I titled this Holy Spirit Led. You don't just tell people be led, but they're led. It ain't always Holy Spirit led. Now, we talked about last week, I'm not going to take for granted when I say Holy Spirit, you know who I'm talking about. Because, I mean, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you say certain words or certain phrases or quote certain scriptures. I mean, people have a general idea of what you're talking about. It's not that way today. So we looked in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, and we've seen where the Holy Spirit, he's the one that was hovering over the waters, right? When God said, let there be light, and creation was made and all of that. So he was with God. Then we looked at Genesis 1, 26 through 27, and we saw that the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. You got God the Father, you got Jesus the Son, or the Bible calls him the Word, and then you've got the Holy Spirit. And in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 7, God looked to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, or you'd say the Word and the Holy Spirit, and he said, let us make man in our image. So he always has been, and he always will be, and he's the third person of the Trinity.
Right.
Now, we looked at Luke chapter 4, in verse 1, where Jesus himself, after he was baptized in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, descended on him in the form of a dove, when he came up afterwards, the Bible says, immediately Jesus himself was led into the wilderness by who? The Holy Spirit. Or some people say Holy Ghost. Some verses will say Holy Ghost in the Bible. Some will say Holy Spirit. Some will say Spirit of God. But it's all talking about the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. So if he needed the anointing of the Holy Ghost, how many knows we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Now, the day you got born again, you got all three.
Right.
Why, you can't get one without the other. So you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And Romans chapter 8 bears that out. It says that the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you. If you've been born again, he dwells in you. Right. Now, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and evidence of speaking in tongues, that's a totally separate, different thing. We're not going to get on that today. We looked at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and we saw that how the Holy Spirit has feelings. He can be grieved. He can be sad. His feelings can be hurt. We don't ever want to do that. Why? He's the one that's supposed to be leading us and guiding us. So I don't want to make him upset or hurt his feelings. One of the ways that you can do that is by what you do and what you say. Because Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, that is sandwiched right in between. Get rid of all bitterness, all anger, all wrath. The one above it, the one that stows, steal no more. So it's sandwiched right in between that, so that tells me something. Those things can grieve him. Now, if you're going to have to make up your heart and mind and make a commitment, if you're going to be Holy Spirit led, you're going to have to make a commitment, and it's going to take discipline to do it. Why do I say that?
Here we go.
Come on.
Your problem is not my leading. Oh, they didn't. Nobody say nothing.
No,
April shaking her head. They didn't nobody say nothing.
Right.
Your problem is not my leading.
Yeah.
My problem is not your leading.
Right.
Y'all getting real quiet. Because, see, that would be outside led. I need. It's not my leading. Where am I supposed to be led from?
In here.
In here. For 20-something years of my life, before I got born again, I was only led by everything that was out here. Everything that I could see, everything that I heard, everything that I could physically touch, every word that was said. Why? I'm spiritually dead, the Bible says. Right? The Bible says once I get born again, it's our spirit, we become alive unto God. And we're supposed, Christians are supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit at all times in everything. What's that mean? That means I'm going to have to talk a lot less. I didn't say y'all, I said me. It means I'm going to have to talk a lot less. Why? Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. So in order to do that, he had made a commitment, if I don't hear it, I ain't going to say it. If I don't see it, I'm not going to endeavor to do it. An open door is not a leading. A closed door is not a leading. And I got scripture for all this. We'll get to it. I figure we're going to be on this a little while. Why? Because this is a subject that is as big as God. You know, and you can't just ever exhaust the subject of God himself. But we're going to get into some scripture this morning. So if you got your Bible, let's look at Proverbs 3. I know we read it last week, but we're going to read it again today. So I had two messages. I've got one. It's right down over here. Which one am I going to do?
I'm going to be led.
I got both from him. Do I need to try to pick one? Not me. Why? I'm not the boss. I'm supposed to be led. I just work here for him. Where did I tell y'all good? Most of us can quote this and don't do it. Did I say that? Including myself at times. Verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That's a good thing. If you want to live long, keep his commandments, right? He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Notice this. Not this one. Verse 5. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your head.
Heart.
Oh, are you serious? A lot of people trust in the Lord in their head. Then when circumstances happen that's not favorable, it's not trusting him in your heart.
Yeah.
Then you all confused. You don't know what to do. You scared.
Yep.
Y'all not saying nothing.
Yep.
That's right.
Been there, done that. So don't ask me how I know. He says, in all thy ways, well, let's read it again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, how be it that the Spirit himself helps with our infirmities, our weaknesses. Do you know that what I don't know is a weakness to me? And there's not a person on this earth, as far as human being, that knows absolutely everything about everything. But the Holy Spirit knows everything about everybody, the full plan of God for everybody, and he reveals it unto us, the Bible says. So I cannot trust what I have in my head. Right? He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. What's that mean? Okay, Lord, you know, I acknowledge you. You know, if you want me to do this, let there be 5 red cars pass, you know, and if they don't, well then, you know, I'll know not to do it.
Yep.
Well, I have scripture for that, sister. That's exactly what Gideon does. Well, I have scripture for it too, that it's not so to do that nowadays. You couldn't tell Gideon, be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Why? They did not have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost like we do today. They was not born again. So they had to have outward things. They have prophets and outward things. God allowed them to put out a fleece. But we don't live in the days of Gideon. Do you understand the devil can get involved in anything that's out here, but he cannot get involved with what's in here?
That's right.
So therefore, if I'm going to be led and not led by the devil or people or circumstances or needs, do you understand there's needs all over the world? Which one do you solve? I can't solve them all. I have a certain amount of money. I have a certain amount of time. I have a certain amount of insight. You understand? I can't solve everybody's problem. So if I'm going to solve somebody's, I need to be led. It's hard.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Why would I say that? My son has a problem. As a parent, what is the first thing you want to do? When they hurt, you hurt, and you want to fix their problems. His problem's not my leading. But he's your son, don't you care? You better believe it. But that's not my leading. Y'all heard Jackie's testimony. I wish she'd have been here today. I guess most of you did. Y'all heard her testimony about her son, right? That he got in some trouble about some stuff and he went and checked himself into Redeem Ministries. Y'all remember that? Her telling that story? Well, she had texted me and said that she wasn't going to be here in church anymore, that she was told me the story. Her son was going to be down there. So she told him if he would check himself in down there at Redeemed to go through their program, she would come and be in services with him on Sunday. Sounds good. You want to help them get help, don't you? Talk them into you'll do whatever you can get them to do, right?
No.
So I sent her a message back and I said, I'm sure you'll be led. Romans 8:14 says, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Right.
She come back and said, wow, and some other stuff. And I thought, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to slap you or nothing. I didn't mean it bad. It's like, y'all getting way too quiet.
I said, praise God.
So after I told her that, I don't know if she prayed or what happened or whatever, but anyway, she found out Redeemed has more services than just on Sunday and Wednesday. So she could go and be in service with him and still be here like she says the Lord told her to.
Right. Right.
I don't tell people they're supposed to come to this church.
Right.
My mama comes to this church. My aunt comes to this church. My grandmother comes to this church. And ain't one of them, and my sister's been to this church and several other people. My nephew comes here now, you know, Jeffrey, that plays the guitar and sings up here. You can't tell me, you can't have one of them tell you, I ever told them the Lord said you're supposed to go here.
Right.
I will not. That's not my job.
Right.
Now, if he tells me something, I will tell you. And I've had people say, well, your family's supposed to go where you go. What scripture's that? First Imaginations?
Right.
Or Third Monty won't. You know, I mean, or Teresa, whatever the case may be. This is a huge subject. Do you understand this can be a matter of your life and death? This can be a matter of your family, your kids' life and death. This is a matter of you being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, having what you're supposed to have. Why? God's got a plan and he don't alter it for none of us.
Amen.
And it's my job to find out what that plan is. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, he's the one that's going to teach me. He's the one that's going to lead me. He's the one that's going to guide me, right? Jesus himself said he'll take of what's mine and he will show it or reveal it to you. Now, so he says here, in all of our ways, I heard Brother Brad tell this story one time, and I think Scotty's done it. Man, ought to have been about a radio. He's working on a radio, car radio. He can't get the thing to work. He's switching radios out. All the wires are hooked up, so he thinks, right, and all this stuff. He's on this thing a half a day working on this car radio. And it's not working. How many times we do that? Work on something for months trying to fix it. Never acknowledge the Lord. Work on something for months, maybe even years. Worked on that thing in half a day, and then as a last resort, pray. And say, Lord, what has shown me what is wrong with this radio? And all of a sudden, he's saying it, it's a wire. Just like, bing, yeah. Like, come on. That wire was right in front of his face the whole time.
Yep, sure.
But when he acknowledged the Lord, he says, in all our ways. I start looking on Saturday night what me and Scotty's supposed to wear to church on Sunday. See, if you endeavor to be led in the little, you won't have near as much trouble with the big because you've become very familiar with that voice and that leading. Because it's not always going to be, thus saith the Lord, your house is at 113 Mount Road. Get up, go. That's my address. Most time you don't get that. Most time you don't hear that. But that's what we want to hear. That's what I want to hear, Sandy. I don't want to have to look inside and listen. I got to go. Tell me.
That's right.
But anyway, he prayed, acknowledged the Lord, and put in a car radio, and it was just bing, right there was the wire. He changed some things, hooked up the right wire. Radio came on and played. You could have saved a half a day, Brother Brad.
Come on.
Y'all heard Sandy's story about losing her keys, right? See, he cares about everything in my life, Johnny. Everything. My keys. What I wear. Now, I told you I start looking Saturday night. what me and Scotty need to wear to church on Sunday. There's times when I look and say, I see those certain outfits. There's other times I don't see them. I may get up in the morning, I ain't seen or heard anything. I get up in the morning, I go in there, I'm looking in the closet. Well, this. I'm just looking, and while I'm looking at that, I'm looking in here at the same time. See, this matters. And I may not have anything necessarily in here. And I'll go to pick one, and it'll be like, in here. Just so quiet. Not that one. So then I'll grab another one. I don't feel yay or nay, and I'm like, okay, we'll just go with that. Why? He can't come naked, Johnny.
Right.
I mean, some people go all the way left or all the way right. The Holy Ghost wants us right in the middle.
Yeah.
He's got to wear something so I can't just stand there all day long trying to hear. He can't come in his underwear. I guess he could, but y'all don't want him to, I'm sure. So I pick something. And when I pick something, and if I don't feel an or a yes, that's what he wears. Lo and behold, he hates to wear a suit. One reason why he hates to do weddings and funerals. Most of the time, most people, which ain't as bad as it used to be nowadays, they want you to wear a suit. You know, everybody's dressed up and they want you to wear a suit. Well, I'm in there one night and I see in here his suit. And I'm like, oh, because I know he don't like it. And most of the time he wears what I put out and he don't fuss about it. Just every now and then he might say a little suit. He don't like loose clothes. I like loose clothes. Y'all can't tell it's because I'm still fitting bigger in the ones I had because I don't want to buy no new ones. That's my reason. The looser, the better I like it. The tighter, he likes it just round around his belly or wherever the case might be. Anyway, I look inside, and when I look inside, I can see it. It's not a black, but it's like a dark, dark gray with a light pinstripe suit through it. So next morning, I go back in there, and that's what I feel he's supposed to wear. I get it out, I lay it on the bed, he comes in, well, I don't got to wear this, do it. I said, yep, Holy Ghost said, that's what you got to wear. I don't know why, I don't care. See, if you got to understand everything, you're going to have a hard time being led, because he ain't going to tell you everything. Usually you get something, you take that step by faith, you get another little bit of something. You take that step by faith, you get another little bit of something. If he'd have told me in my lifetime, if he'd have told me when I first got saved I had to do this, I wouldn't have got saved. Why? I don't like to talk to people, whether I'm up here or down there or anywhere else. People see me at Walmart, and usually older men, they'll say, or older men, they'll say something to me like when I get out of the truck, well, for a nickel, for 5 cents more, you could have bought a yellow truck. I'm like, what does that mean? Why are you talking to me? I don't know you. I'm just like, yep. And just keep going. But you know what? He didn't. That's not what he told me. Why? That wasn't what I needed to hear at the time. But anyway, back to my story of Scotty's got to wear a suit that day. Lo and behold, we get here at church. There's some people. They actually live in, where y'all live right now? Across the road. In the house where, what is their name? David and them, Leo's. Forgot their name for a second. And they come to church, you know, over here, this is where they go to church. And lo and behold, the wife, she comes in the door. She don't like suits, Monty. We don't know it, and we don't care. The Holy Ghost knows it.
Yeah.
Scotty ain't liking it. He don't want to wear it. I don't want to have to go through all that. You understand? You got the undershirt. You got the jacket. You got the pants. All this stuff. Can't you just put on a shirt and a pair of pants and go? So anyway, he's got that suit on. She comes up to him and she tells him, do you want me to tell you what you look like? Now, you're talking to your pastor. You're not talking to your kid. I mean, there's a certain level of respect.
Amen.
There should be. That's not always.
Amen.
Anyway, lo and behold, she comes, do you want me to tell you what you look like? He said, no, what? She said, you look like a monkey without a tail.
Mm.
He said, I had to wear this suit just for you.
Right.
Why? Sometimes there's things on the inside of us that God wants out. And he will create things to get them. Now, I didn't say in righteousness. He don't do that. But sometimes there's people, they can't stand it when I say, y'all ain't saying nothing. I don't know why I say that. Maybe some of y'all that don't like it would. And I'm talking to Facebook, I'm sure. Some of y'all that when I say that, if you get bothered by that, if y'all start liking it, I can quit saying it probably.
Amen.
I don't know why I started saying that. Anyway, Brother Brad says, how many knows? How many knows? How many knows? How many? He starts afraid. How many knows? How many knows? Well, I don't know how many knows. That's just the way he does. If y'all notice, Scotty a lot of times will do the same thing. Woo-wee. We are hot today. So, I need to be led. Everything. You need to be led. You are supposed to be led. Everything. Money is not a leading. I'm telling you, that's nearly most Christians, that's nearly their biggest thing about where they work. Oh, y'all didn't say nothing. Y'all didn't like that? Y'all didn't say nothing. Let's look at Romans 8. We're going to go over this real slow. Why? I don't want to miss nothing that he wants us to get. Now, see, for 20-something years now, I have endeavored to be led by what we wear to church. There's certain things I endeavor to be led by what I wear outside. I'm not talking about outside my house. That's my house. You look the other way. That's not your business. That's my business and my husband's business and my God's business, okay? Just to tell you a little bit, when I'm at home, it's usually shorts, and it ain't short shorts. It's shorts and a sleeve cut out with the scissors, t-shirt, and a V cut out right here. Why? I can't stand sleeves in the summertime. I don't even like them in the winter. And I can't stand them to go up around your neck. Y'all know the t-shirts just go up around your neck. So I'll cut a big V out. That's usually what I have on at home. That's comfortable. That's what I like. I got stuff to do. I can't just look pretty all the time. You know. But now I'm just going to the store. I don't wear that just to the store to get a coat. I change. I'm not saying nothing. Why? I don't know why. I don't care why. Most people I don't know here in Blountsville, Scotty knows everybody in Kenta, over half of them. And they possibly may know that I'm his wife, may possibly know that I do Sunday school here, pastor's wife, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. Why I can't wear stuff that I got on at the house to the store. But when I feel, don't wear that. Oh, I've done some of that. And be at the store and be like, why? That's called conviction.
Right.
You got someone on the inside of you telling you, don't do that.
Right.
So you know what? If you get tired of that all the time trying to hide, you'll change.
Yep.
Right. Romans 8, right? Let me get a glass over here. I could just read this whole chapter. That's good, but I ain't got time for that. Chapter 8 is talking about the spirit and the flesh. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. What's that mean? What that means is you're not spirit-led. You're not endeavoring to be spirit-led. You are flesh. See, touch, feel, think, led. And he goes on and he says here, for to be carnally minded is what?
Death.
He says, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you want life and peace, keep your mind stayed in the spirit.
Amen.
I know we have to talk about natural things. I have about 3 acres or more yard that I mow. Now, while I'm out there, I got a choice. I can just let my mind go on whatever it chooses and the devil chooses, or I can on purpose make my mind stay on a certain thing. Why? It belongs to me. See, that period of time, if I meditate on the wrong thing and Scotty does something and I meditate on that for 3, 4, 5 hours, by the time I get off that lawnmower, I'm about ready to bust him in his mouth.
That's exactly right.
But if I keep my mind stayed on the Lord, even if he did do something and stayed on the Lord, I'm going to stay in life and peace. And what he did or didn't do ain't going to bother me. Right? He goes on here, he says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh, he's not talking about living this physical body. He says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Anytime that I am not yielding to the Spirit of God, I am not pleasing to God. I didn't say necessarily you're sinning. That is what the scripture says, right? Didn't please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you're born again, you have the Spirit of Christ. If you are not, you do not have the Spirit of Christ. You're none of his. I mean, it's that simple. 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised, and talking about the Holy Spirit, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. I don't need to be looking for something out here. He's in here. So this is where I need to be looking. He goes on and he says, verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, if you go after what you see, what you feel, what you think, your carnal reasoning, somebody's need, money led, right? That's what he's talking about. He says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. What's he mean? You're going to lose your spiritual life. He says, but if you through the Spirit do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When he says sons here, he's talking about the whole human race. Male, female. You understand? My spirit is genderless. My spirit is not male, and it's not female. But now God calls us all sons. And if you'll notice, most of the time when he says the word daughters, he says your daughters. He don't say his daughters, he says your daughters, right? Over there in Joel 3, he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Right? Y'all remember that? So he refers to us, most of the time, all of us, to sons. Talking about the whole human race. My spirit is not male nor female. That's how come he told them over there when they wanted to know, because they had a problem about the resurrections, the Sadducees and all that. They didn't believe in that. They said, well, okay, you know, this guy had a wife. Y'all remember the story. I ain't got time for all that. And I don't know, 3 or 4 different times, you know, married the brother, didn't have a baby, married the other brother, didn't have a baby. So they think they're going to catch him. When they get to heaven, whose wife is she going to be? They said, you don't marry in heaven. They don't marry. They're not given in marriage. Well, we won't know one another if I know you now. You're going to look the same other than glorified. You know, I've heard people say, I'll be glad when I get to heaven and get rid of this body. You're not getting rid of this body, honey. Y'all know the scriptures, right? The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be changed. We'll get a glorified body. Jesus didn't get a different body. He got a glorified body, right? He was able, after his body was glorified, to eat, drink, walk through walls.
Yeah. That's right.
Right? That's the same way we'll be. And I don't know what we're offering that for.
Come on.
But anyway, my body, I am a female. The reason being is for procreation here in the earth now.
Right.
My spirit is not female. So all of that over there, you know, that a lot of denominations and certain ones talk about, you know, women should be silent in the church. That is a scripture, but go study out why that one verse is right there in the Corinthian church, that the whole thing is messed up. The whole 12, 13, 14, he's trying to straighten them out, what's going on, and set things in order. You won't find that verse anywhere else. I found a scripture over there in 1 Corinthians 10, I think it is. It says, if a woman prays or prophesies, And in parentheses in the Amplified Bible, it says teachers. With her head uncovered, it is a shame to her. Well, I thought we were supposed to just be silent. No one's saying nothing.
What was that scripture being, 1 Corinthians?
It's 1 Corinthians. I think it's chapter 10. I don't have time to go there, but I think it's in, I think it's the latter part of 10. Because chapter 11, he starts talking about the Lord's Supper and all that, so I think it's 10. Anyway, let's get back to this. I don't know how we got off on that. Y'all stop making me take these rabbit trails. You got time. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I could turn that around and say sons of God are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. Right? He says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Notice this. 16. The Spirit itself, I don't like that from King James translation right there. Why? Holy Spirit's not an it. It's himself. He's a person. He's not an it. It says the Holy Spirit, I'd say himself, beareth witness with our spirit, with our what? Our head. Our flesh. No. He says the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is where you look for the leading. Not up here. In here. Why? Because he's going to bear witness. What's that mean, bear witness? Well, some translations you can put it in agreement. The Apostle Paul, and y'all can write this down because I can see already I'm probably not going to get to this today. But over in Acts chapter 15, verses 25 through 28, the Apostle Paul said he was endeavoring to be led where he went and ministered. Because how many knows when he told him to go into all the world and preach the gospel, which way do you go first? Which town do you go to first? Which one do you go? That's a whole wide world. Well, he found one place and he said, it seemed good to us and to the Holy Ghost. What's that mean? When he looked in here, there was a And when he thought about it, there was a in his own spirit. But then over there in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10, they tried to go over to somewhere, and the Bible says the Holy Spirit forbid them to go there. Well, I thought he said go into all the world preach. But not there right now. Then the Bible says he had a dream, and in the dream there was a man from Macedonia saying, come over here and help us. Come over here and help us. That was his leading. But the Holy Spirit forbid him to go to that place, but then say, go over here. So see, you can't just take that scripture and say, well, God says go into all the world and preach the gospel, and here I go. No, you better not. Why? Every door is not a leading. Every open door is not a leading, and every closed door is not a leading. Most of y'all have heard the, excuse my voice, the story where, we hadn't been saved too long. I don't know if we had even, I don't think we'd even been saved a year yet. But anyway, we had come through Oneonta and passed that Chevrolet place, you know, coming from Walmart back this through main town, it'd be on the right. Well, as we passed by there, a worker there, and I didn't know it was a worker or whatever, there was a brown, dark brown and tan S10 blazer sitting there, and I had a for sale sign on it, and I seen it. Well, we go on by and all that. We go home, do what we do. Scotty ends up going to bed, you know, and I stayed up late, and I was just praying. And I'm praying and praying and praying, and all of a sudden, I saw in here, not up here. In here, I saw that S10 blazer. And I heard, not with these, I heard, you don't understand, you have spiritual ears. Jesus said, he that has an ear, let him hear. They all probably had these on the side of their head. He's not talking about that kind of hearing. He's talking about in here. You got spiritual ears to hear on the inside of here. But anyway, I was praying and all. I wasn't even praying about that blazer. In here, I saw it and I heard the Lord say, that's your blazer.
Amen.
Oh, man, I got so excited. Scotty got up and went on to bed. Scotty got up the next morning. I told him, I said, listen, I said, I was praying last night. I said, and the Lord said, and when I say the Lord said, the Holy Ghost, whichever one you want to use, said, that's my blazer. I said, go down there and get it. Now, at this time, We have bad credit, all kinds of stuff, you know, done a lot of stuff. They don't want to let us have $90. They make us pay $90 and finance $10 on a $100 wedding. So that ought to tell you something. Anyway, y'all, any of y'all know, used to be down there, I don't know if they still are, City Finance? Used to be Jim Hornsby over there. You know, Shannon, what I'm talking about. Anyway, so he goes over there and he tells them about this place. Well, first he goes to down there, Chevrolet Place, talks to him about that, goes up there and tells them how much he wants to borrow, you know, and all that, and get that place. You know what they told him? No. He comes home and he tells me, well, I went down there, told me the story and everything, and they said no. And I looked at him. And I said, you get down there and you get my blazer. I didn't pick no scripture out of the Bible. Now we're going to get real quiet. I didn't even have a scripture for this at the time. I'm a baby Christian. I don't know nothing about Liam being led. All I know is what I saw when I heard. And I believe it.
That's right.
I'm fully convinced of it. And I told him, I said, get down there and get my blazer. Now, in his corner mind, he's thinking, she ain't the one got to do this. They done told me no. But he could have thought a million things. I don't care what you think. Just do what I said. Why? What did Jesus' mama tell the people?
Whatever he says,
just do it.
Right.
I don't care if it's an open door, closed door, nothing else. Bolted up, concreted. I don't care.
Right.
He says in Revelation, he said, I close doors that no man can open. I don't care, karate kick them all you want to. You won't open them if he closes.
Right.
And he says, I open doors that no man can shut.
Amen.
Lo and behold, after work, or whenever, lunch hour, whatever it was, he goes back down there. You know what he does? I don't know what he tells him or anything else. He comes home that day with my blazer on. Them telling him no, looking like the door is closed. And if we had left it at that, God wanted me to have that blazer. God said it's mine. But had I went by what them say, saying the door's closed, the answer's no, I would have not have had what God wanted. So all of that crock about God's in control, God can do whatever he wants to do, and blah, blah, blah. No, he can't. And no, he don't. Because God told me that's my blazer, but they told him no. And if I had left it at that, I would have not have had it. Now, I'm not trying to kick the door down, but I know his voice. I hear him. And when you hear him, I don't care if it looks like they ain't even no door. Do you understand? He can create one. But I can't get that by pulling out a scripture out the Bible. Well, God said he'd supply all of my needs. Yeah, but with what? S10 Blazer, Colorado, GMC, Chevrolet, what? It's only with whatever he says. Well, another thing. I thought about it this morning. God told Scotty was saved 8 months and Brother Brad started taking him to the jail. He started having, y'all heard the story, he had this come up on the inside. We're on the way to church one day. No, hadn't even been saved 8 months yet. Well, we had been saved 8 months when he got his first license to preach and go to the jail. He'd done been doing it for a while. Anyway, we're on our way to church. Now, at this time, this guy named Brother Smart is going to be there that night, and he's never met us, and we've never met him. Sandy probably remembers. But anyway, he was a missionary. We're on the way to church, and Scotty looks over at me, and he said, if I don't get this out of my heart, did you hear what I said? He didn't say up here. He said, if I don't get this out of my heart, he said, I'm going to be a preacher. And I know him, so well. Preacher. Woo! No way. I would have not have married a preacher. I'm too ugly for that myself at the time. And I said, oh, yeah, probably everybody thinks that. Which I should have known better now because I didn't think that. I didn't have that, you know. We go on to church. Now, I told you Brother Smart's there, and he's ministering in the service that night. And he's up there. There's some people he's praying for and everything. And we sit on the front row at this time. Sandy sits there. We all sit there on the front row. Travis, he's little. And Brother Smart walks over to him and tells him, he said, bro, come up here. I'm praying for you. And he looks right at him, points his finger at him, and he said, the Lord said to tell you that you've got on the inside of you is him. Mm.
Amen.
Now, Scotty already had it in here before Brother Smart ever said it. This was just a confirmation of what he already had in here. Had he not had that in here, he could have thought, what I got from him? What are you talking about? See, listen to me. When you are led by the Spirit, it's that same comfortable homey that you've had ever since you got saved. I was reminded of this story this morning, and I can say right now we ain't going to get to a whole lot of scripture. That's all right. We'll be on this spot. Monty take his turn. He'll just come right back. I was reminded this morning. Now, Monty and April, they have been to church before. You've heard Monty's testimony. He was raised in church. April had went to Lutheran church, wasn't it, that you went to, whatever, you know, where they had scripted things that they do and all that. And Monty and Richard had started working together, driving trucks and everything, working at the same company, in other words. And Richard invites Monty to church. Come to church here. Well, somebody else had invited Monty and his family to come to their church. Is that right about the story? I thought I was remembering it right this morning. He remembers all. Bible says he even brings things back to our remembrance. So if you don't have a good memory, you really need the Holy Ghost. Anyway, somebody else had invited Monty to come to their church. Well, for some reason, they decide not to go visit that church, but to come visit this church where Richard had invited. Now, Richard was led, and he might have not even known he was led. Sometimes we're led, we don't know it, because it can be so small. It can actually come out of your spirit as a thought up to your head. Now, I'm not talking about a thought out here going into your head. That was involved in that. Anyway, they come to church here. And Monty tells her, you know, I heard they're Pentecostal, you know, they might be loud and they might be swinging from the chandeliers and whatever he told her, you know, because Pentecostals get a bad rap most of the time for being wild. And most of the time they are. Not all of them are led either. Holy Ghost ain't weird.
Right.
Anyway, they come to church here. You know what I heard them say later? So we just came to church here and we felt at home. Others of you, I've heard your testimony. You come to church here, never been here before, as soon as you walked in, I just felt the love. Why is that?
That's Him.
It's the same Spirit that you are. And He's bearing witness, this is where I want you. This is the will of God. This is where you're supposed to be. Why are you laughing at that? Do you feel that too? Woo! Then there's other people, they walk in that door and I don't know why people even go to that church down there. It's not us. We're all fine. We all feel home. We all feel loved. It's you. You're not supposed to be here. Get out quickly. I don't mean that in a bad way. Why? Go to another one.
Right.
Most time you don't hear, get up, go to Faithway Christian Center in Blossville, go to the red light, turn right, it's the purple sign, go up the driveway to the other end, because that part's not the church. Most time you don't get that. But do you understand that a lot of God's people are trying to be led that way, and they're led by all kinds of spirits. These people got up this morning, know where they're supposed to be in the house of the Lord, have been there for a long time, got up this morning and are endeavoring to be led, and they didn't feel like going to church today. They're not sick. They ain't got no headache. Their toes not broke. They just don't feel led. Oh, you led. You're led by the flesh. You're led by the devil. You're led by your own will. I've been there, done that myself. That's how I know. Not trying to say anything about anybody. But having us, God wants His people to be led. See, some people think, well, I can go wherever I want to. I can do whatever I want to. I can buy whatever I want to. I can live wherever I want to. I can go to church wherever I want to. I can work wherever. And I'm free in Jesus, the Bible says. Whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed.
That's right. Watch.
Don't you leave out the rest of those scriptures. Read the ones above that one and read the ones below it. And you'll get a whole different concept. If Jesus is my Lord, not my Savior, my Lord, I don't have a right to do anything on my own. Now, is that scripture or not?
Yes, yes.
Jesus told him at one place, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Why? Because Lord means master, boss, right? Scotty tries to get me to call him Lord, but I won't do it. Why? He's not my Lord, and he ain't my boss. He's my husband. And God told me to submit, and he didn't tell him, so shut your mouth. I'll either submit or I won't, but it's none of his business. Why? When he said, wives, submit to your husbands, he wasn't talking to you, man, so shut up. Ooh, it's amazing how that can twist, ain't it, Shannon? That's all we're going to say about that. I've got to stop because actually we're a few minutes over and I get trouble because I only get 45. You know, Scotty can get an hour, hour and a half, whatever. But anyway, does anybody have anything on this?